Welcome to the Analytics Dynasty Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. We are going to do a quick rundown here of some waiver things to consider. It's kind of barren at this point, right? You're kind of playing it out. There isn't a ton going on. So let me highlight what is going on, and then I want to give you some names to potentially stash if you're falling out of it. So moving up this week at the quarterback position, certainly Gardner Minshew. I think Bailey Zappi warrants some consideration as well. Mac Jones has played pretty crummy. Particularly last week, got run over by Reindeer, and I think Zappi is a guy that could potentially see, you know, I don't know if they fall out of it. I don't have a good sense of what's going on there, but I think he could certainly get another audition at some point. And even if he doesn't, like, there could be interest in him there with a renewed quarterback competition next year, or even, you know, maybe there's some trade interest. I don't know, a cheap rookie deal, something like that. So I'd be curious to sort of watch that. And see how that unfolds. So I would definitely stash him if available in any premium leagues. Gardner Minshew is obviously the other one. He's probably not available in Superflex or any, certainly not in any 2QB leagues that have any depth, but he's probably not rostered. I checked. I didn't see him available. So he's probably rostered in all of them. Didn't see him available this week in any of my leagues. So, you know, I think in like a start one format, he's probably in that quarterback two type range. It's more of a streaming option. Maybe he's available there. I'd probably scoop him up. I think he's still getting, like, there's not that many quarterbacks that are better than him walking around and that are available to teams. So I still think he's going to get another crack at a job at some point. So I'm curious to see if this is an audition and maybe some people are interested in him come the off season. Zach Moss and Deion Jackson, your two big risers of the week at running back. Royce Freeman's out there as well. It's a horrendous matchup, and he's like in a triple timeshare. I'm good. Like, I'm not rushing out to do that. So that's not one that I'm going to do. But I would say, like, if Zach Moss is available, like, where he's been available, I'm still alive in, like, some safe leagues, and he's available, and I just maxed out a bid. I'm just, like, this is the best shot you're probably going to get. It's a decent matchup as well. So I would probably take this shot and kind of sort it out. See, maybe it's not necessarily this week you'll love the matchup, but if it's another week of him getting, you know, full crack at the starting job, that would be a more confident start maybe next week. Some additional names here to potentially stash for your team. Oh, I didn't do that at quarterback. I'm sorry. I missed the quarterback stash list. PJ Walker, Brissett, Cooper Rush, Jordan Love, Teddy Bridgewater, Sam Howell. Those are the names that I would try to be out there scooping up any shares of and just sort of collecting at the end of the season. The running back position, Malik Davis, Dearness Johnson, Jerome Ford, Kenny Wongwu, Ty Chandler, Pierre Strong, Kevin Harris, Hassan Haskins. Some names to consider there for you. And again, scooping up any shares of like Breida, David Johnson, widely available, Keontae Ingram, as well as Travis Homer. The wide receiver position this week, gets kind of locked in. I think the one real big name, Marquise Goodwin, would be, I think, the big name to consider this week because of the injury to Tyler Lockett. So that would be a potential stash guy there. And then some stash guys here. He's a potential roster guy here, you know, for the close of the season. Potential lineup guy if you need it, you know, depending on your matchups and the like there. Some stash guys to consider: Khalil Shakir, Jalen Tolbert, Will Fuller, Justin Ross, Tyquan Thornton, and Rashad Shaheed in New Orleans if he's available. The tight end position, not a ton here to write home about this week. Again, Juwan Johnson if you need him, something like that. But otherwise, Charlie Kohler, Jake Ferguson, James Mitchell, Donald Parham, Hunter Long, Jeremy Ruckert, and Armani Rogers there with Washington. Those would be the names that I would think about potentially stashing there for the week. So that'll do it. Your waivers in five. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.